The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday Night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
In this forbidden door interruption, this is WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop, because hashtag epic partner. We're here for season 19 of the WTR Fantasy Draft Show. It's like a brief intermission of the Forbidden Door, because you've been watching about the stage 10 matches. I would assume 10 matches have happened, with probably 5 more to go at this stage.
It's been 10 matches, yes.
Hey, I nailed it. Nice.
Awesome. We're on the 10th right now.
We're on the 10th. Oh, okay. So, there you go.
No, but sorry, we're on 11. 10 was Sabre Jr. and Orange Cassidy.
Okay, so I was right. Cool, without even knowing.
Yes.
Perfect. Anyway, I'm the producer. That is the intern, King Kittens.
Yes, with the marathon, the tied for the longest card ever by AEW, is still ongoing. And will be long after this show finishes.
Indeed. Joining us for the WTR Fantasy Draft is one Lindsay Ward.
Hello. They let me on the show.
She's here to give all of our expert opinions for the Forbidden Door. This is a trick. We're all here to talk about Forbidden Door.
I hate you. I really hate you.
So get ready, get set. She'll give us all the analysis here in a bit. But we also have one Keishi Matsunaga.
I will be doing the marathon another time.
Same. And then go ahead.
I got time though, because up here in the great country of Canada, we have the day off tomorrow.
There you go. And then we have the one and only Tim Stein.
Well, most of us might have the day off tomorrow. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Find us at twitch.tv/WTRLive. Chat room is there. Hi to all the chat people. Hi to all the chat people. Tomorrow is Monday, July the 1st, and it's a double dose of wow in Canada, because first off, it's Canada Day, so we got fireworks happening, but it's also free agency day in the NHL.
Ron, can I break in with some breaking news?
Yes.
At this moment right now, Lindsay Ward is winning Pick'em.
No!
As of right now, Lindsay Ward is solely in first place with Pick'em.
God damn it. I didn't know who half the people were. How is this a thing? How?
I wanted to just put it out there, and so everyone knew that our expert is firmly entrenched in her title.
I hate it here.
Well, Lindsay, I mean, you're doing so absolutely awesome. Let me just be the dick and spoil it and make you feel a little better. Even a broken clock's right twice a day.
No. It's statistically proven that she is the AEW expert.
Oh, wait. Yeah. She just got another one right. She got another one right.
It's not just a one-time thing. This is a long-standing, statistically proven expert analysis.
I know that. I was just trying to be a dick and make her feel better.
Yeah, we're still being dicks by making sure she knows how much of an expert she is. That's where this goes.
Poor Lindsay, surrounded by dicks.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Anyway. I would like to say that Lindsay has only missed one tonight.
Oh.
She has missed only one.
How come you all of a sudden sound like a 1930s radio?
Because I cupped my hands over my mic, that's why.
That works, yeah. If I want to listen to 1930s radio, I'll just have you do that again.
No problem.
All right, so tonight, everybody, it is the WTR Fantasy Draft. We're going to try to fly through it as quickly as possible because the broken door is open.
Yes, the forbidden door is open. So we're here for season 19 of the WTR Fantasy Draft. And in case you're wondering, there is a twist. As always, we're going to stick with the golden rule, the great one, double points. But this time, you don't get to pick who you want to be your great one. We're going to spin a wheel from 1 to 8, and then guess what? That's who it's going to be.
So is it one spin? So, like, for example, everybody's number 6?
No, everyone's going to get a different number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're going to do 6 spins, and hopefully everyone gets a different number. Who knows? We'll see. But, as always, we have an order, and it gets us to go like this. The wheel will kick us off. Followed by Lindsay.
That's amazing.
The intern, Tim, myself, and then Casey, and then back around for 8 rounds. And as always, the first round is the keeper round. So we're going to have to... Oh, we need another wheel. Hold, I got to make a new wheel. It's the wheel they need. Actually, we're going to do the number one because that one's easier and I don't have to make another wheel. So for keeper's sake... For the wheel, since we're kicking off there.
I have the team up, so just tell me the number and I will tell you who it is.
Is it spins? Who is number 7?
Carmen Petrovic.
Okay, Carmen Petrovic will be the keeper for the wheel.
You know, Natty's friend.
Natty's friend, who may or not may be in through a forbidden door. Anyway, Lindsay, who's your keeper?
I'm going to keep Jade Cargill.
Jade Cargill for Lindsay. Brent, who's your keeper going to be?
Well, I'd like to make this announcement, but first I'd like to fly out to the United Center in Chicago, Illinois, in order to make this announcement. It's going to be Philip CM Punk Brooks.
CM Punk for the intern. Okay. Good to know. Tim, who are you keeping?
Taking a look at my roster, the people I want to keep, I don't see getting me a shit ton of points between now and the end of this go-round of fantasy, so I'll keep L.A. Knight. Yeah.
Interesting. I thought you were taking someone else. Interesting. Okay.
I'm curious as to who you think I would have taken.
The last one on your team.
Oh, well,
Resign.
But too late now. I'm going to stick with your undisputed WWE champion.
Uwu.
Not Uwu. Cody Rhodes. Uwu. And Cage.
Lindsay, can you guys be Team Uwu?
No.
Yeah, we can be Team Uwu. That's fine.
No.
Awesome.
That's not a thing. Sorry, not gonna be a thing. Anyway, Keish, who are you keeping?
I'm gonna keep Roxanne Perez.
Roxanne Perez. Okay.
Roxanne.
All right, now comes the fun part. We're kicking off the real rounds of all the actual picks. New picks, maybe old picks, who knows? But we start with the wheel. And the wheel selects Roman Reigns.
Wow.
Well done, Wheel.
Wheel! Good job! He might not be there till the end of the year, but that's okay.
That's a good pick.
You know what's going to happen, Brent, is the Wheel is actually going to blow you out of the water.
That's fine, don't care.
It did last season, so...
It beat me last season, don't care.
The only way that you're in the game.
Lindsay, who you got?
In honor of Boo Boo, give me the Wyatt Six.
Wyatt Six. Go to Lindsay. Brent.
I'm going for bulk on this. And unlike Paul Heyman, I will acknowledge the new tribal chief. I'm taking Solo, the Gorillas, and Jacob, the Bloodline 2.0.
Oh, and for chat, we had a long discussion about whether Roman Reigns would have been in the Bloodline, and we all said
no.
No. So that's
especially
why
after Friday.
So, Brent, you got on your team, you have the full maybe Bloodline. Maybe.
There could be one more person.
Could be.
Or not.
Could be two. Could be Lance and Hikuleo coming in. Who knows?
Tim, who are you taking?
With my first actual pick, I pick Bron Breakker.
Bron Breakker. Also, I looked back at what I wrote to Lindsay earlier for ideas for picks. I did write LA Knight. Parentheses, Tim may keep him.
We did.
Cool.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah. So yeah. There was another debate of whether or not this should be a thing, so we're going to make it a thing. RKO will be my first selection.
Okay, RKO. Got it.
Sure. The one guy that didn't want them to be a team picks him.
Yep. I mean, I might as well take advantage of if it's going to be there. So
You still suck.
Keish.
A lot of good picks were taken there. I'm going to take Seth Rollins.
Ooh.
Seth
freaking
Rollins.
All right. Keishy, you're back up.
Sweet. Then my second pick will be Imperium.
So holy, all two of them. Holy.
Yeah.
All right. That puts it back to me.
So Gunther is no longer part of Imperium.
No,
no, Giovanni isn't.
Giovanni's not part of Imperium.
They kicked him out.
Anyway.
Damn it.
Hey, Brent.
Yeah?
What time is it?
God damn it.
Vader time?
It's not fair. It's Tiffy time. We're taking Tiffany Stratton.
That's who I had lined up for next. God damn it.
Damn it.
I have a feeling that you're going to see a nice pink briefcase coming soon.
Same.
Yep.
All right, Tim, who do you got?
I will snake the Judgment Day.
The Judgment Day. Okay.
The Misjudgment Day.
Brent.
Mm-hmm.
Who you got?
I'm looking. Screw it. She's getting TV time right now. Watch her. Liv Morgan.
The women's champion. Okay.
And she's not part of the Judgment Day, so.
She is not part of the Judgment Day. No, that is correct. Lindsay, who you got?
Give me Jey Uso.
Jey Uso.
Yeet.
Wheel. Cedric and Ashante. Well, they can't all be winners or even have TV time.
But hear the wheel this time.
You heard it this time?
No.
You can't? All right. Hold. There we go. Now you maybe hear it on this one if it stays on that screen.
There you go.
Do I get points if they show up on another?
No.
Damn it.
Nope.
Good try, though.
All right, Lindsay, who you got?
You know what? Give me Nia Jax.
Ooh,
that's a good pick.
Maybe your next women's champion, Brent.
I'll take Bianca.
Bianca Belair. Got it. Tim.
I'll take Bayley.
Bayley. Braun Strowman.
You said Braun?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, cut out a little bit.
Keish.
Man, a lot of my names are disappearing. I think
that's
I'm going to dip
made a triple long list.
Oh, I said a lot of my names are disappearing, not all of them. I'm going to dip into the yellow brand, and I'm going to take Obafemi.
Ooh,
nice pick.
Good pick, Casey.
And now you're back on.
And for my next pick...
Oh, pick those guys.
No, I'm going to, against my better judgment, put Logan Paul on my team.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, in theory, you might keep the U.S. title in between your team, just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Lyra Valkyria is my selection. Tim?
My selection is... Hey, who's Charlotte dating?
Andrade.
You just told everybody what my selection was.
You're taking the current speed champion you don't get points for, Andrade.
I just got a feeling he's going to win Money in the Bank.
Okay. Brent?
Melo, don't miss.
Carmelo Hayes.
Brent's theory on who may win Money in the Bank.
No, I think Lindsay has the pick for who's winning Money in the Bank.
Okay.
We're not doing a preview show, but I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah.
Three more each. Well, three more for me.
Three more for you, but Lindsay is up next.
Let me have Ilya Dragunov.
Ilya Dragunov. A good pick.
Yeah.
Ilya gets taken off the board, so the wheel gets to select the next two.
Nope.
Sorry, Wheel, you don't get Jade. Maybe you get this one. No, you don't get that one. Let's think about this, though. The wheel is the guy with a pick, Jade, and...
The wheel's going cutthroat this season.
The wheel Rollins. Showed up.
It's all right. I mean, Chad Gable's okay. Not a bad one.
That could work.
And it's not a bad choice.
So there was a good one, so that means here comes the bad one. Now Tiffany time's been taken. Lexus King.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Lindsay.
This is a bit of a long shot, but give me Wendy Cho.
Oh.
Wendy Cho for Lindsay.
That's a pick out of left field kind of, Lindsay.
Not really.
I have a feeling.
I say kind of. It's off the grid.
I mean, it was the number one pick of the wheel last season, and that adding the great one pick for the wheel, she showed up a week at the end of the season.
I have a funny feeling she may be the sixth of a certain six group.
Interesting.
I mean, you could just picked her up for... like minus 5 points later, but
wow, cutthroat. All right, Brent.
I'm gonna take a little bit of a chance here. I'm gonna stay with the yellow brand, Lola Vice.
Okay, Tim.
Well, just so I don't disappoint you, Rock, I'm gonna pick Drew.
Pick who?
Who?
Who'd you say?
Drew McIntyre.
Drew. It cut out on my end. That's why I was asking. Who
okay.
You oh.
Picked.
I would have picked him, but I had my keeper, so did not make sense.
We're gonna go with the yellow brand, All Ego. Ethan Page. Keish.
Lindsay, what was your second part? Your second pick you cut out for me.
Nice. Wendy Cho is who she took.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, my internet got weird. Okay. Coming down to the wire. I might do some fun picks, but there's one name that I caught on this, or that I should be on this list that I managed to miss when we were checking through. I want Jimmy Uso.
Jimmy Uso.
Okay.
And who else do you want?
And then after that, I'm going to go more for fun than anything else, and I'm going to pick Chelsea Green and Piper Niven.
Green and Niven for Keishi. Possible Money in the Bank there. Would be a fun Money in the Bank. She won't cash it.
Oh, so fun.
But
she won't win if she gets it.
She won't win if she gets it, but it's a pretty good one. There are a lot of people left that are really good.
Pick Ricochet.
Yeah. Has he shown up yet? No. We're going to go to the NXT brand for another selection, and we're going to take the D'Angelo family.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
Tim.
Yo, what was your pick?
The D'Angelo family.
Okay, you still keep dropping out. What's going on?
The D'Angelo family.
Okay, thank you, intern.
I said it like three times. I don't know why I'm the one dropping out. Okay.
You're the one who dropped out. Just for the giggles, give me LWO.
LWO. All right, Brent.
Okay, I have two more picks. The list is getting a little lean here.
It's thinning out.
I will go with... Screw it. I'll go with fella, Sheamus.
Sheamus. Okay, Lindsay.
Let me have Wes Lee.
Good pick.
Wes Lee. Okay. for their final two picks, the wheel. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
All right, Sami Zayn off the board. All right, and finally, okay.
All right.
Couple champions by the wheel on the last two selections. Lindsay.
Give me Carlito.
That's cool.
Carlito for Lindsay.
Another person we had some discussions about.
Yeah.
What if he actually officially becomes a member of the Judgment Day?
Then, like, then it's been for then for like all the seasons, you just get the points.
Then you get him next season.
Yeah, Brent.
I know. I'm looking. We're kind of in the slog right now.
As they say in the NHL draft, you are now on the clock.
There's no clock here. Jesus Christ. There's...
That's what they say at the NHL draft. That's all I'm saying.
I get that. They say that in the NFL draft, too. Not there, not there, not there, not there. There's a lot of people on our list that are just not active.
I mean, there are plenty. I'm looking at plenty of active people.
It's like, I meant active
that will earn points.
I opened up Notepad, and I put 30 names in that Notepad. You couldn't have done, like, 15?
I did. They all got picked.
Well, then maybe you should have done 30.
I see a couple more champions still sitting out here.
Not taking champions. I already have a few.
I mean, there are longtime veterans still out here.
You know, screw it. I'm a little heavy on yellow, but I'll take another one. Sol Ruka.
Sambuca.
Sol Ruka. Okay. Tim, your final selection is...
Oh, well, there are a few that I had wanted to grab that all the rest of you stole from me. I'll retain Lashley in the Profits.
The Pride.
All right. We're going to go DIY for our final selection.
Hey, I had DIYs last time.
Why?
Thought about it, but... Yeah.
Maybe your next tag team champions come Friday. Who knows?
Maybe.
And Cash with the final selection of the season 19 draft.
Well, I'm going to try to bank on a direction of storyline, I think. And I'm going to pick the Diamond Mine.
Diamond Mine.
I was going to try and pick some of them up with 5 points, or with 5 points possibly. But
Well, that is not the case.
Yeah, that's
for
fine.
You, Brent. All right, now, for the Great One selections, the wheel will get a chance to randomly select who's will have get some additional points, a double point player for each respective team. The wheel is up first, and they get right. Number...
Tell me the number.
Roman Reigns.
Whoa.
Not the worst to have.
Not the worst right now, no. All right, Lindsay's number... Hold on, let's trim that time down a little bit. Lindsay's number is...
Wendy Cho.
Okay.
Wendy Cho for Lindsay. This one goes to Brent.
Sol Ruka.
Sol Ruka. Just so you're aware, Brent, it was so close to the line, it could have been number one.
Which would have been Punk,
but it was not.
Who was my great one last year, and it didn't do, or last time, and it didn't do a lot. So
no, he got injured. Tim, your number is
LA Knight.
Ooh, Knight.
Not a bad one for you. For me, my number is
please number 7. RKO.
Why were you saying number 7 for the family?
Because that would have been the family, and that would have been kind of funny.
Okay. And for
is double nothing, still nothing.
Cash gets number
Green and Niven.
I mean, that could pay. That could really pay off.
It could also really hurt.
It could also really, really.
Let's just hope they don't go for the tag titles for the entire fantasy season, unless, of course, they're booked to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the draft. Which means we're done. Go back to the Forbidden Door. Just go. Scatter. Oh, go.
It's time for Monet.
Scatter. Go watch your CEO. Go. Scatter. We don't need you anymore. Go. Anyway. Plugs, Tim. We gotta go.
Yeah, tomorrow night immediately following Raw, the first show. Hey, Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern.
No. No. So, tomorrow's... Okay. Tomorrow's Canada Day?
Yeah.
Thursday is Independence Day. Yeah, so Wednesday night live at 10 p.m. Eastern, we're going to preview Money in the Bank on the Rack at a special day and time, 10 p.m. Eastern, this Wednesday for the Rack.
And Saturday is something about dueling general managers?
That's Friday is GM Battles.
Friday is GM Battles. Right here on Coach TV, WTR Live. And then Saturday is golf.
Game night, followed by CB Radio, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. WTR Game Night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Golf with your friends is what we've been playing lately. You can use your green jacket emote to chat if you would like. But next Sunday. Wait.
We'll be here.
Hold on. Wait. There may not be a game night this week. No game night this week. Because PLE.
Money in the bank.
Because money in the bank. Yeah. So no golf. But there will be CB Radio. But next week, we're back to review Money in the Bank. Yeah.
Yeah. Follow everything on WTR on the socials, Rock.
At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. At WTR Sunday Night on the Facebook and the Twitters.
Oh, speaking about X.com, formerly known as Twitter, follow me at Plainsforms. You know the drill. Just follow me. Shut up and do it. Keishi?
You can find me on Twitter thread or X threads and Instagram at Kyle Driver. We'll keep it quick.
Lindsay.
Brent. Oh, yeah, go Lindsay.
You can follow me on most of the social medias and on Twitch at Linsward, LNSWRD.
Brent.
You can find me both places at Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens.
There you go.
I think that's it. That's all we got to do. The broken door is open, and everybody's got to go watch it now.
Go scatter. Go watch. Go enjoy the forbidden door. Go do the thing or do something else. I don't care. Anyway, we're done. We're going. Say goodnight, Keish.
Goodnight, everybody.